Is it the natural thing to want to repay evil with evil? Yes. If someone does me wrong, I want payback. I know when I was little and my brother cheated me in a game or made me mad about something, I wanted to get even. I wanted to get him back. It was never too big a deal, but I felt the balance of justice was way off, and I was the one that needed to make it right. I see my girls do this at times, and what I have to remind them is, I am the mother. I don't need them taking the situation into their own hands. When they do, it always gets worse. Well, she did this to me, so I did this to her. So then they both get in trouble. As adults, it's pretty much the same. If someone does us wrong or some evil act is done against us, it's so easy to want to get even. We play judge and jury and decide the best sentence we must inflict on the one who wronged us. Our flesh cries out for it. But is this how God would have us act? No. In fact, God would have us repay evil with something very unexpected. 1 Peter 3:9. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. Evil comes in many shapes and forms, but bottom line, it is not ours to repay. Peter is writing to encourage the believers facing persecution in the Roman Empire. They faced massive challenges, evil, and heartache. In the middle of it all, Peter reminds them who they are. Remember, to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. What were they called to? They were called to inherit a blessing by being and offering a blessing to those around them, even if they didn't deserve it. That's the love of Christ. It's not of this world and not what comes natural, but it's a supernatural grace extended even in the face of evil. We can take this truth for ourselves and be reminded as well what we are called to. We are called to bless and not curse. We are called to seek peace and pursue it. We are to turn away from evil and do good. We are to love even the unlovable. Simply put, we are not called to get even. We are called to follow in the footsteps of Jesus and follow his example. No matter what evil may come against me or what arrows are thrown my way, I don't have to fight my battles when the Lord reminds me in Hebrews 10 that vengeance is his. He will repay. He will judge. I'll let my heavenly Father take care of it. I'm just the child after all. I'm not the parent. I am called to repay evil with blessing. It's a supernatural grace I can give because you see, I've received it. When we understand our deep need for it, it actually becomes much easier to offer. Through that process, we bless those that might curse us, and we in turn receive a blessing. That's the truth. Pray today for God to give you strength to love and bless all people around you, whether you feel they deserve it or not. In the end, this kind of love, the love of Jesus, is what sets us apart, and that's what we are called to. I'm Lori Klein.